Blog Talk Radio.
We come to you. So if you're in the D.C. metro area, please give us a call, 240-778-5219. You can tweet me at rsteve44, or if you're on Facebook, you can go to facebook.com/TQMind. And we're going to go into our interview, The Beauty of Love, in just a minute with Shay Chambers. She is on the air right now. And also Miss Choices is going to be on the air and going to be discussing some of the things, the topics of the day. But before we begin, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention what's going on in the state that I reside in, the state of Maryland. I just ask everybody that's listening to pray for all the residents of Maryland. There's a lot that's going on right now, and, you know, we just need your prayers up here in the state of Maryland. We're in a state of emergency. I have a lot of friends and family that live in Baltimore City and Baltimore County. My wife works in Baltimore, so there's a lot of things that we just need your prayers for. So, you know, so hopefully, you know, this show will bring some love to the lives of people, because right now we need that love right now. So before we start the show, I just wanted to open up by just asking everybody just for the prayers, and just keep in mind everybody that's going on right now, everything that's going on right now in the city of Baltimore. So the show must go on. So today is called The Beauty of Love, and we're going to get into just certain aspects of how certain professions and certain things that we do affect how we, you know, affect how our relationships go. And to do that, I want to speak to someone who is in the profession, in the modeling industry. And I just have to say, I've interviewed several models for a magazine that I was working with, and I have to say, just starting off, before I introduce this person, that she has this intellect and this is style that, and confidence that I've never heard from any model before. So if you have not seen her work, you really need to Google her. You need to go onto her site and just really see what she's bringing to the table. So right now I want to introduce to some, present to others, Shay Chambers. She's an up-and-coming model going on right now, and she's doing some really big things. So Shay, can you hear me right now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right. So thank you for coming on to Love Talk today. And I just want just people to know, how did you get into modeling, the modeling industry?
When I first started modeling, it was by accident. So it wasn't like, when I first started modeling, I was in the military. I was in the Air Force, and I was in Austin, and it's a place in Austin called Sixth Street, and it's like, pretty much it's like a bunch of bars. It's downtown Austin, so like they block off Sixth Street, and it's like a strip of bars. And I was outside of one of the bars, and I was drunk as hell. And, like, I don't even remember the guy taking my picture, but he asked me for my email or whatever, and I gave him my email. He sent me the pictures back. And when he sent me the email, I was like, who the hell is this with my email? Like, and how do you have a picture of me? So he was like, it was good meeting you yesterday or whatever. And he was like, I would love to photograph you someday. So I'm like, okay, all right, cool. Like, you know, nowadays, like, when somebody asks you something or, like, hey, you should come through, come by, stop by, see me sometime, you're like, okay, cool. But you'll never expect that you actually going to go and, like, stop by and see him. So I ended up shooting with him, and he was my first photo shoot. It was a year and a half ago. So I started modeling purely by accident. Like, I was drunk as hell. He found me. So, yeah, so, I mean, I've wanted to model before, but I always, like, you always hear, oh, you too short or you this, you have to be this and you have to be that. So I just kind of put it on the back burner for a little bit. And I guess just found something that was, I guess, a good fit for me at the time, but it's worked out for the better.
No, that's real cool there. So when you brought up, you know, to say, like, you're too short, you know, you got to look like this, you got to look like that, what are some of the things that you face being a model in the industry, especially being a brown skin model?
I see a lot of, mostly I see a lot of portfolios that don't have any brown skin models. Like, there's a lot of people who only shoot white models. Like, and it's common, like, in Texas, I guess, because there's not too many ebony models out here. So it's a little bit difficult for me. It was difficult for me to kind of get my foot in the door and actually get people to start taking me serious. So that's a lot of what I see. It's just the lack of ebony models and portfolios out here. So, or in general, in the industry in general.
Well, I hope that, you know, things are going big for you. I really feel that's going to be a really big breakthrough for you. And I want to just kind of ask you, like, a question about, you know, your different photo shoots. You have a lot of different styles of photo shoots. You know, some just really more avant-garde, some really artsy. And you also do pictorials where you're doing nude pictorials. So describe that first time that you did a nude pictorial. Were you nervous at the time when you first did it?
My first nude photo shoot, I wasn't nervous at all. The guy that I was shooting with, that I did my first nude photo shoot with, it wasn't planned. So it wasn't like we went into the photo shoot. It wasn't I answered to a casting call, okay, I need a nude model, I need you to do this for me. It wasn't like that. So it was like we were shooting before, and we ended up going, I guess, to get something to eat. And then he's like, you know, we can come back and shoot the second segment of our set or whatever. And the way that the photographer made me feel was like I wasn't just a piece of meat. So it wasn't like, oh, okay, I need you to take your clothes off now. Okay, all right, we're going to shoot in lingerie now, so go ahead and take that off. It wasn't like that. It was more of, okay, I have an idea for you. I think you will be good with this because you're comfortable with yourself. If you don't want to do it, it's no biggie. I don't mean any offense by it. And I was like, okay. Like, a lot of people, it's like, I guess if you have a lot of models that you ask them to do something and they instantly take offense to it. You know, like, would you like to do lingerie with me? I don't do that. I ain't doing all that. Like, you have a lot of models that react like that. And I'm not that type of person. Like, if I'm comfortable with it, if I don't feel like any harm is going to come to me by me doing it, then I'm going to do it. So when my first new photo shoot, it was by accident, too. It was by chance. So we ended up shooting. The photographer that I shot with, we ended up shooting, I think that day we shot for maybe 3.5 hours, maybe 4 hours. Wow. And that's a long time, like, for any type of photo shoot, that's a long time. But I was so comfortable, I had lost track of time. I had lost track of what type of images we got, and we ended up getting a lot of good images. And you could tell by the photos that I got back, you could tell that I wasn't uncomfortable. You could tell that it wasn't something that I was doing because I was forced to do it or somebody coerced me to do it. It was because I wanted to do it. So my first nude photo shoot, it couldn't have gone any better. And I've heard a lot of horror stories from models. My first nude photo shoot was terrible, and the guy was a creep, and he touched me, and blah, blah, blah. And it happens a lot, but I haven't gotten that. I've never gotten that.
And the way, like you were describing the photo shoot, looked like it was, you know, the pictures looked like you had just a lot of confidence. So have you always had that confidence? Because I hear a lot of times with models, they were kind of shy when they were in high school, and then they kind of blossom as they got older. Have you always had that confidence, or where do you feel that confidence comes from?
I've never been shy. I've never been shy, but I've always been the type of person to keep to myself. But it's like with my photo shoots, I'm a completely different person. I get to be whoever I want to be. So it's like, I guess you could say the confidence comes out during the photo shoots, but I've never been the type of person to have low self-esteem. I've never been the type of person to beat up on myself or to feel sorry or low because I wasn't raised that way. My parents have never raised me to have low self-esteem or to be self-conscious. So I guess you could say I've always had that confidence.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. Well, you're listening right now to Shade Chambers. This is Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment. We're going to bring in Miss Choices in a few minutes, but we're going to continue with this interview right here with Shade Chambers. She is a model. She's a print model. She's up and coming. She's going to do some really big things. And we're talking about, of course, this is Love Talk. So we're talking about different aspects of love. And when it comes down to certain professions, you know, there's always this issue when it comes down to relationships, especially being a model. Because as a model, your career is based off of making sure that you have a certain image so that way guys look at you, that way they request you more, and photographers want to shoot you. So have you ever had any issues relationship-wise because of your profession?
I've never had any issues in my relationship because of my career. My boyfriend, when I first started modeling, I never asked for anybody's approval. I never asked for anybody's approval on what I was doing. I never ran any images by somebody to see whether or not they approved of my lifestyle or anything like that. I just kind of expected for people to fall in line. And it's either you like it or you don't. So that was always my perspective on things. That always has been my perspective on things. Is I'm going to do what I want to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to fall in line with what you want me to do. I'm not going to fall in line with what you want me to say or what type of life you want me to live. So my boyfriend has never, of course, I'm his girlfriend. So he's not going to be thrilled about me taking pictures in lingerie in front of another man or me taking nude photos in front of another man. But he's never judged me based off of the type of images that I take. And he's been able to kind of look past, I guess, the images, the types of images, and look at the images themselves. And I'm blessed to have somebody like that, because you have a lot of men that they see. I see my girlfriend's face and she ain't got no clothes on. I'm not seeing nothing else after that. Like, I'm not having that shit. And you have a lot of men that are like that. But my boyfriend, I'm lucky to have somebody that's able to look at the image and say, okay, well, her legs ain't open. She ain't touching on herself. It's not no nasty, raunchy, tasteless shit. So I'm lucky to have somebody like that. He's very supportive of everything that I do. So I haven't had any issues with what I do in terms of my relationship.
Okay, that's so cool there. Has he ever been to your photo shoots?
Yeah, he's been to one of my new photo shoots, and he was laughing at me because he's like, when we left, he was like, man, you meant to do this shit. He was like, because you can joke around, and when they picked that damn camera up, shit got so real. And he's like, man, you play so damn much, and I'm goofy. Like, I'm goofy as fuck. Like, I'm not afraid to sit around and joke around with people, but when that camera gave, I'm telling you, when they took that camera up, it's over for you. Like, it's over with. So I'm happy that he got a chance to see how the photo shoots go. Because a lot of men don't know. Like, they don't know how the fuck the photo shoots go, so they just going to automatically assume the worst. But he was laughing at me when we left. Like, man, you meant to do this shit for real. So
I say that's a big thing. You know, that's really important when it comes down to relationship, that trust factor. So just in closing, definitely appreciate you coming on the show. And just in closing, what advice would you give to someone who wants to get into the modeling career, or, you know, who has some concerns about how their modeling career is going?
My first piece of advice would be just if it's something that you really want to do and if it's something that you really have faith in, and if somebody sees, if it's people that see that light in you that are telling you that you have potential, just to feed on that shit and just don't give up, because you have a lot of people that are going to tell you that you can't do something, or they're going to tell you, well, what are you going to do for money? What are you going to do for this? What are you going to do for that? Just don't be scared. Because being scared, that shit's not going to fucking help you. So that's, I think that's probably the best piece of advice I can give somebody, is just not to be scared and just to go with your gut.
I tell you, that's some really good advice right there. And before we go, tell everybody how they can reach you, how they can contact you, or how they can see some of your pictures.
I can be reached on Facebook. As Shea Chambers, it's my name on Facebook, it's C-H-A-E Chambers. My full portfolio can be viewed at SheaChambers.com. I can also be emailed directly from my site. So, and my Instagram is also linked to my blog on my website. So I can be reached pretty easily. It's not hard to find me.
Well, I definitely appreciate you coming on the show. And like I said, this is, you know, definitely don't want you to be a stranger. We have some fashion and style shows on Love Talk. I'll be more than happy to have you on our show as a guest as well. So definitely much success. You know, there are a lot of big things I know are going to happen for you. And whenever you're in D.C., definitely look me up.
I will. Thank you for having me.
All right. Thank you. And that was Shea Chambers. This is Love Talk, Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment. And right now, I'm going to bring in Miss Choices into the conversation to kind of talk about what we just heard and some of the things that that go on when it comes down to professions and how your relationships are affected by your professions that you have. So, Miss Choices, can you hear me right now?
Yeah, I can hear you. How you doing?
Hey, doing good. So give me some feedback off of what you heard from Shea Chambers right there.
Congratulations to her career. Definitely kudos and shout-outs go out to her. I feel where she's coming from. She has a knack for something. She's doing it. That's great. It doesn't reflect her relationship, but as we all know, that situation is not the same across the board, you know, and she has a very unique situation where he's, you know, he's open to what she's doing and he's not, you know, uncomfortable with that. So that's great. It takes a strong man to be that way, because she is, you know, faced with different type of things and, you know, she does different type of modeling. So, you know, kudos to him as well. But, I mean, I think it's pretty cool that she's doing what she's doing.
I tell you, then it's, you know, like that confidence that, you know, the boyfriend has is really big. I mean, you know, I know as personally, you know, my full-time job as a therapist, you know, I come in contact with, you know, 95% of a person's body each and every day. So sometimes people can feel uncomfortable with that because it's like, you know, okay, you know, what were you doing when you were at work? And so that's why we talk about professions and how they affect their relationships, because, you know, I know a lot of dudes would not be comfortable being, especially at the photo shoot, when, you know, they know their girlfriend's right there and she has no clothes on, these dudes taking pictures of her.
Right. That's true.
You know, and
yeah,
they feel uncomfortable, that jealous factor. So do you feel that there's professions out there that people get really jealous, where it really, really affects their relationship?
I think it definitely is. And then, you know, it can be just as simple as you work in the office and 90% of your clientele or the people that you work around are men. You know, that can be jealousy. I think it can happen in any type of profession per se. It just depends on your mate. Are they secure? Are they, you know, porter? Or are they one to always have it in the back of their mind that they're not good enough? Or, you know what I'm saying, they're not what you're looking for.
So the question is, how do you handle that? Okay, all right, you got a situation where, all right, your man is working in the office. He's working all around females. And, you know, some of the females might be, you know, somewhat attractive. And, your man, he's not flirtatious per se, but he's a very friendly person. So, you know, so how do you handle that? You know your mate's pretty friendly. He's working all around women, and he's around women all day. So if you're not, you know that you shouldn't be concerned, but at the same time, you know there's a potential that one of these women might be a hawk and be a stalker and want to try to do something to push that envelope.
I think that falls back on him. He should be man enough and open enough with his relationship to tell his wife or whoever that whatever the situation is, like if someone's trying to push up on him. And he can definitely, you know what I'm saying, be an adult and let them know, look, this is not going to fly. This is your chance to, you know what I'm saying, stop what you're doing. Because after that, then you go into the policy of the workplace. You know, if you have a coworker who's making you uncomfortable, then you're looking at harassment here. And if you're looking at harassment and they may think, it's okay because I'm a female and he's a man, I know he liked me. No, that's not necessarily the case. He may not like you. He may not, you know what I'm saying, be attracted to you, but you're steady, you know what I'm saying, trying to push your way on him. That can go into something a lot bigger in the workplace because you're crossing the line of making people uncomfortable. After a while, he's not going to want to come to work, or he's going to be like, oh, Lord, here she go again. I know she's gonna say this. She's going to try to rub next to me or, you know, whatever, whatever. And then on one day, she's having a bad day, and let's say he reciprocates. And then she doesn't like it. Now he in trouble.
And then that's a problem. Yeah, that's true. That's the big thing. But you know what? For the mind of a man, we're kind of ignorant when it comes down to stuff like that. We may know that it's going on, you know, that the secretary down the hall is a little flirtatious, or the coworker, you know, saying a little sly thing, right. You know, kind of brush it off. I mean, yeah, we're not that bright like that, but at the same time, we enjoy that. Come on, you know, if you're at work and you got 3-4 guys that you work with, and they keep feeding you compliments, they keep, you know, standing around just giving you little sly remarks about the outfit that you're wearing or, you know, the shoes that you're wearing, the hair, you know, just crack a couple jokes here and there. That gives you that confidence. You go, you walk into work, you feel like 150%, just like, oh, man, shoot, I'm ready to go to work because I know that I'm getting that. I'm going to get those compliments and just get that feeling of appreciation when I walk in the door.
Not always. Because it may be the one guy in the room with the one tooth and the one strand of hair. You don't care what he say to you. It's not going to make a difference. But then my thing is, it's a limit to it. If you hear every single day from the same exact person, you're like, come on. Like, dang. Like, do you see anybody else in this building? And the whole thing would be, yes, it could be a compliment. At one point, it may have been nice. At one point, it had never been nice. Because if you don't have that vibe with that person, that communication with that person, it don't matter what they say. They can be absolutely right at 100%, and it might as well be like they just picked some dirt up off the floor and threw it on your outfit. Like, it's not that kosher. And I've worked in, you know, plenty of places, and some men, you're like, okay, I'm not your friend. We are coworkers, and every coworker is not your friend. And sometimes you just be like, oh, not today. Like I can't fake smile it out today. You know, I can't fake be cordial today because women go through a lot in a workplace. And no, I just I don't think it's okay under no standpoint. I've been in those situations where you have to really check people at the door, and it can make your life uncomfortable because if they get arrogant about it and start to try to poke their chest out about it, it's going to make your life hard.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that might make you uncomfortable when you're at work because the things, you know, you want to try to just do your job, go away and go out and just, you know, be happy with it. But, you know, there's also those times where, you know, you're in the workplace, like, you know, And I know from, you know, working in the office setting where there's that element of you know, there's an element of, you know, with special men, there's an element of, you know, self-confidence when you know that, you know, you're going in there and you see those side eyes that come by, you know, even if it is from, you know, from the little short stubby girl that, you know, that you know, got a bad wig every day on, but, you know, it's, you know, sometimes it's that little thing that can just make you just feel like, okay, I'm going to have a good day regardless.
I don't know. I teeter-totter on the thing because I don't want to date nobody that I work with. For one, I already know what your pay scale range is, and I'm not going to struggle with you. Like, I don't know, but that's just me, my personal mentality. Like, I don't want to. I hang out with you periodically. We might go shoot some pool. We might play some cards together. We might even go have a drink together, but that's totally my limit. Like, cut off point. You don't have to call me on a regular basis. I don't want to talk to you on a regular basis. I don't want none of that. I don't even want you to get the idea. And I'm going to need somebody else there to be a mediator so you don't get the wrong idea. Like, oh, yeah, she's feeling me. No, I'm not. Like, no physical contact whatsoever. Don't try to sit too close to me. I only need you to open the door for me because I don't want you to get the wrong idea.
You know, that's the big thing. Yeah, that's the most important part about it because there's so many boundaries that you've got to have. There's a line that, you know, you can't cross. You can, you know, if you're a very friendly person, you know, that's a really cool thing. But, you know, you don't want to cross that line and saying, you know, let's take this to another level, especially in the workplace, because if things go wrong the next day, you still got to go back to work and see this person. So that's where the problems can begin, especially if you're on the same office, on the same floor, in the same division. You don't want to do something that might set off a bad trail of events. If you want to stay at that particular job for a long period of time, and both of y'all got to work together. So that's definitely one of the big things that can come about that will cause a problem with your profession and love in the relationship.
Of course. And my thing is, I'm a professional at the friend zone. Like, that is what I do as a person. And everybody, like, you know, some females be like, oh, you cute, I know y'all, check yourself. Because I'm a professional at the friend zone. I give boundaries. I give stipulations. You know, none of that. I don't have a filter, so don't ask me no questions. I won't tell you no lies. So therefore, when some people come to you and they, let's say, you've seen this person for a while, you've been around this person a while, and they come up to you like, oh, I want to buy you for a month. You're going to be like, first off, oh, okay. And then you're going to think about it. You're like, you know what, fine, knock yourself out. Whatever I want for a month, you got me. They like, yeah, I got you. Yeah, you know, whatever you want, I got you. Okay. So you already let them know, like, look, come week three. And I know my great personality has been shining through. You know what I'm saying? I know I'm a nice person. I know people like to hang out with me. I know me. But come week three, I don't want to see this side eye and you in your feelings or whatever because of what? You starting to catch feelings and I'm still in the friend zone. I'm okay with my friend zone. I got a curfew. You know, we ain't holding no hands, we ain't kissing, we ain't hugging. You might get a pat on the shirt on my way out the door, and that's limited. Like, it won't be an everyday thing. Every time you see me, it's no. I mean, come on. And then come week four, and we were like, oh, party's over. You know, it was fun while it lasted. And now here you are, you're emotional. Get out of here. No. You need to if you're going to stick to the rules, don't get halfway in and get emotional. That is just the worst.
Well, shoot, there you go right there. That's Miss Choices right there. This is Mr. Ross TV. We only have a few seconds left, and I just want to make a big announcement. We are not going to have a show next week, but in 2 weeks, we are going to be back on the Mill. Yes, we're going to be back on Music Mill Radio, and we have a really big show. It's going to move to Monday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. So keep a listen out for that. We are going to have some really big shows, really big plans for this particular new venture, getting back on Music Mill. Mr. Ron Stevie, going back on Music Mill, Miss Choices, introducing herself to Music Mill. So we'll definitely take a listen out to that show. And And we're gonna put a lot of new releases out in regards to the show content. Everything's gonna be just a really big thing. So really excited about that. We really appreciate all the listeners that listen to this show. I want to thank Shay Chambers for being a host, being a guest on this show. And once again, you know, big prayers to everybody here in the state of Maryland. We're in a state of emergency right here, and you know, I just want to give a big shout out to all those that are in the city, in the city of Baltimore, and just really need your prayers right now. So that's Love Talk for the day. So for Miss Choices, it's Mr. Rod Stevie. Until next time, we'll talk.